The prosecution in the ongoing trial of former Member of Parliament for Nkranza North, Eric Amwating, yesterday tendered in evidence his alleged forged passport. The witness and assistant controller of the Ghana Immigration Service, Ibrahim Isaka Longhani, who tendered the document on behalf of the state, told an Accra Circuit court that he examined the passport in question as part of his routine debriefing and found that it was forged. This included details on the biodata page and the number of pages contained in the document.
And still at the court, business magnates at the center of the alleged controversial payment of more than 51 million cedis as judgment debt. Alfred Agbeshiwoyome says he was not officially involved in the rehabilitation and construction of the Ohenijan Babayera and Elwak Stadia. He explained that he only had private dealings regarding the Stadia project by sourcing for funds for Waterville Holdings BVI Limited, which had a contract with the government of Ghana. For the details, a report by Amasawa Bediako.
Mr. Woyome said his official role regarding his relationship with the government of Ghana was in respect of the purported annulled bid. He explained that after the annulment of the agreement between Empower Park and Waterville, Waterville paid an amount of 3.6 million euros to Empower Park for structural works and not for financial engineering. He said the annulment was occasioned after the alleged cancellation of the contract by the cabinet of the Kufu administration. Mr. Woyome was responding to questions when the High Court in Accra, presided over by Justice John Ajetunassam, continued with cross-examination in his trial. He said any assertion that there was no claim open to him against the state in respect of the Stadia project because Empower Park, a company to which he was an alternate director, had fully been paid for financial engineering is incorrect because the company never sourced for funds for the CAN 2008 project. Mr. Woyome said although the project was on a 10-key basis and therefore was to be handed over to government when fully completed, the government of Ghana was to pay by certificate of work done progressively and not to pay the contract amount after completion of the project. The case has been adjourned to Monday, the 3rd of November, for continuation of cross-examination.